This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Four teams remain in the NFL playoffs, and that means only four teams left for you to bet on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789.
It's time for the Drive's Top 4 at 4.
Hour number 2 of the Drive underway on Fan Run Radio on the Top 4 at 4, brought to you this afternoon by National RX. Here once again is Jake Miller.
Thank you, Russell. Up first, after 16 seasons as the head coach of the New Orleans Saints, Sean Payton is stepping down. One of the most successful, actually probably the most successful coach in franchise history.
So we're
that's the end of an era, man.
Yeah, Bear, you remember growing up in the 80s and 90s, just the Saints were a laughing stock.
Yeah, they were the ones. That's the fan base that originated the paper bags over their heads. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That may have been, you know. And it's not like they didn't have good players. You know, they had Archie.
Bubby Brister. Bobby Hebert.
And then they had a little bit of success there, 90, 91, and they made the playoffs for the first time. Who was their quarterback then? Was it Jim Everett?
Yeah, it might have been.
Chris.
That was right around that time. I think he may have been with the Saints then. So, but I mean, this guy is, he's the one who kind of took the franchise and threw it up on his back and took him to the promised land. So
they were every bit the laughing stock that like Jacksonville is right now, or the Cleveland Browns were as of a year or two ago. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like since they were a franchise team, I think they came in late '60s. Maybe early 70s, and, you know, Tampa Bay and New Orleans, and they won nothing. I mean, it's even a little bit different than the Jaguars right now, because the Jaguars did have some success when, you know, back when they had Fred Taylor and Jimmy Smith and...
Oh, yeah, Mark Brunell.
Mark Brunell. I mean, they were a Super Bowl contending team. They just, unfortunately, when they were good was when the Titans and Ravens had those epic teams in the late 90s.
And number two, ESPN analyst and announcer Dick Vitale will miss the remainder of the season to prepare for surgery to treat ulcerated lesions of his vocal cords.
Oh, man.
Yeah. As I know all too well, radiation treatment can be, just a nasty bee. And get well soon, coach. And I can't believe I never in a million years saw I'd say this. I really look forward to next basketball season and coach being back on the air.
Yeah, I hope he gets well and is able to recover. And even if he can't do basketball, I mean, obviously you want him to enjoy a great quality of life, but it sounds like he's just in a struggle for his life right now. So first and foremost, just hope he gets healthy.
Yeah, I saw a statement from him. It sounds like his cancer treatment's going okay. This is
a side effect of the radiation.
Yeah, because he apparently, you know, he had something in his actually on his vocal cords, and that treatment is fairly rough. So, yeah, it's just the side effects, man. But get well soon, coach.
And number three, the Baseball Hall of Fame will announce the results of the Baseball Writers Association of America voting today. It's a winter tradition that has become much fun as shoveling wet, heavy snow. Will David Ortiz, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and Sammy Sosa get in?
I don't think so. I really don't. And they're the baseball, right? You know, the people that write on this, what is it? It's the Baseball Writers Association, Russ.
I don't know. Yeah, I think so. Something like that.
I mean, you got to keep in mind there were actual people that claimed to be baseball experts that voted no on Hank Aaron. So I seriously doubt guys like this are going to get in.
Would you?
The only person I look to would be Pete Rose after he posthumously.
Would you want all those guys in?
No.
I'd take Sammy Sosa and David Ortiz, maybe Roger Clemens.
I don't want Clemens in there. I don't want A-Roy.
Why would you take Sosa and not take Bonds? They're both performance-enhancing drug users.
Sammy Sosa also didn't break the home run record while doing so.
Yeah, he did. Him and McGuire broke Roger Maris'
record. He was in the hunt.
I'm talking about the home run king, like career home runs.
The career, I mean, what's the difference? I mean, it's
single season, that's just as big a record. I mean, you know.
I don't have any sympathy for any of these guys. I really don't, man. And it's just, I understand that we live in a very jaded era and we just assume all the worst about all our sports teams and stars and everything. But at the time, in the 90s, that first of all, those records were sacred. And non-sports fans will scoff at that, and that's fine, whatever. But we're talking about sports. But it was just universally accepted that you didn't do that, man. It was a simpler time, and cheating was just so frowned upon, and we didn't live in this just hedonistic society where anything goes and anything to give you an edge is just perfectly okay. So I hope they all get shut out.
It's a sport that has always prided itself, historically speaking, on, you know, there are certain rules that you just don't break. And unfortunately, these guys and Pete Rose broke two of the big ones. So, no.
And number four, Patrick Mahomes' fiance is clapping back at the hate she's got for making it rain champagne over the Chiefs' big overtime win, saying anyone who has an issue with her celebration is a big loser.
Well, I mean, she's an unmitigated idiot.
Does Mahomes' brother and his girlfriend, do they make it hard to root for Mahomes? Like, he's so likable. How does he how does he surround himself with people that are so unlikable?
Well, he's been dating her since he was 14. That's first off.
I hope he cheats on her. I would.
I don't know about all that,
cheat
man.
On her.
I mean, I'm not encouraging anybody to commit adultery.
I am. Cheat on her.
That's God kind of frowns on that, Russ.
Get yourself a side piece, Patrick. She's out there showering people in the freezing cold with champagne while she sits in a luxury box. She's a terrible person. She deserves to be cheated on.
But, I mean, yeah, that's a huge factor in it. Like, I really enjoy – I love watching Patrick Mahomes play football.
Sure.
That's a lot of fun. You know, we aren't going to – I mean, he's a generational talent. But it does, man, in the back of my head, his idiot brother and his old lady – you know, just need to be quiet.
Well, I enjoy seeing him off the field. He seems like a really he's not like Aaron Rodgers or these guys.
Mercurial.
He seems like a really down-to-earth dude. And yet his girlfriend and his brother just suck, man. They're just lame people.
They're monsters.
No, they're terrible people. I mean, you look at what Jackson Mahomes did at one of the bars in Kansas City, who showed up with a huge
party.
Yeah,
you had that whole deal?
Yeah.
I mean, I it's never come up, so I don't know if Jake has it, but Russ, me and you have siblings, man. Can you imagine? I mean, I know what my conversation would be with my brother. I can imagine what one of your brothers would say to you if you were acting like that.
Well, you just assumed that I would be the genetic leftover brother. I would be the one, I would be the star who would have to talk to my other brothers about, you know, reining it in.
Well, honestly, I will give you this. After hearing some of the stories from this weekend, I'm beginning to think that you are.
I'm the responsible one, man.
Well, yeah.
When we go out, I'm the one that's corralling the drunks, making sure nobody gets arrested, nobody gets in fights, stuff like that. I don't think I'm some kind of loudmouth Yahoo sports radio idiot out there with his shirt off at the game. No, man, I'm the guy that wants to enjoy the game.
And his brother stuff is just, they're both, and here's the deal, they're so cringy. You know how you watch something, you see somebody and like they're so dumb, they don't have, you know, they don't understand the
concept talking about
of being embarrassed
for
themselves.
I thought you were talking about my brothers.
No. I'm talking about you know,
like, whoa, man,
they're so cringy.
Pump the brakes here. Yeah,
you know, like Jackson Mahomes. I mean, that's how oblivious that dumbass is that he's dancing in the, on the roped off area of FedEx Field on the Sean Taylor Memorial.
That was disgraceful. But I mean, it's the same reason why people didn't like Lonzo, LiAngelo, and LaMelo Ball. It's because of their dad. He ran his mouth.
Yeah,
he was
exactly
just a complete and utter idiot.
All right, thank you, Jake. That is the top four at four. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes should definitely cheat on her. I wouldn't recommend that any of our listeners cheat on their significant other. I would say this, fellas, if you don't want to get cheated on, you better make sure that the significant other is happy. You better make sure that she's taken care of, fellas. And to that end, I would recommend that you call our friends at National RX and ask for the Valentine's Day special. You know what it is. You know what it is, fellas. The Sildenafil special. You got to keep her satisfied. You got to do what you got to do. Bring your prescription for Sildenafil into National RX. You have to mention you heard about it on the drive. 50 cents a tablet. Sildenafil, the generic form of Viagra, available at 50 cents a tablet. Unheard of. Unheard of, fellas. Unheard of. And you know what else is going to be unheard of? Her cheating on you, because you're going to deliver every single time, just like Pat Mahomes on the football field. You know, I'm making an analogy here. Fellas, get your head out of the gutter, please. The Valentine's Day Sildenafil special at National RX. Mention you heard about it on the drive. 50 cents a tablet. Talk to your doctor today. Get your prescription filled at National RX if you're getting taken advantage of at another pharmacy. Transfer to National RX, 50 cents a tablet. And for those of you who are suffering this afternoon, for those of you who are dealing with the thing, the COVID thing, if you're feeling under the weather, do I have COVID? Do I have the flu? I don't know what it is. Head on over to National RX. You can get the test. It's normally $75. I know you can wait in line with like 100 other sick people at some site, or you can go to National RX and get it done for $35. Yes, that's a $40 saving for the test, and it's not just a COVID test. So if you're sick, it'll tell you whether you have the COVID or flu, and they'll even tell you right there in store what to do for it, how to treat it. So National RX, Kingston Pike and Farragut, right next to Wendy's. Head in today. Tell them the drive sent you. They'll take great care of you at National RX. 865-546-8200. James Clausen of Spire Sports Group coming up here in just a few moments. Let's get a phone call from Martin. Good afternoon, Martin. You're on the drive. It's Fan Run Radio.
Russell.
Martin.
I don't know how close you follow the NBA, but I got a trade rumor for you.
Okay.
Anthony Davis Jr. from the Lakers to the Celtics or Jaylen Brown and Keith Smart.
Whoa.
Martin.
He was on the internet.
I follow the Celtics. So you're saying
I follow the Lakers somewhat.
So you're saying Anthony Davis to Boston for Jalen Brown and who else?
Keith Smart.
Keith Sweat.
I wouldn't do the deal.
Martin, I'd take that deal.
I'm sure you would as a Celtics fan.
I mean,
Davis is hurt too much.
That is true, Martin.
It's all those performance-enhancing drugs he's taken on. Yeah, I said it. Did you look at the pictures of him at Kentucky and look at him now? Those are two different people, Martin. That's not healthy. That's not normal.
He's still got that unibrow.
That was the difference between Martin.
If he was healthy, the Lakers would be wanting more than that. The Lakers be wanting the first-round draft pick to go with it.
Yeah, I don't know that I would make that trade if I were the Celtics.
Now, big of an injury risk, like Martin says?
Well, I mean, I don't follow it that closely. Have Brown and Smart, are they still pretty good this year?
Oh, yes, they are. Brown gets you 20 points a night.
Woo!
Are you a Celtics fan, Martin?
Yes. I like Larry Bird and I like Dennis Johnson.
Oh, man.
Russell doesn't think Larry Bird was one of the best basketball players
Bird
ever, Martin.
Bird steals the edge bound underneath the DJ.
Larry Bird's in the top five all time. best passer.
I think an argument could be made that he's the greatest.
Pistol Pete Maravich and Larry Bird's the two best passers of all time.
Peyton Manning's the best passer of all time, Martin. Hate to disagree with you.
I know that. I got a bunch of his rookie cards.
Really? You're a card collector, too?
I used to be. I quit years ago, but I got Peyton Manning's rookie cards.
How much is that worth?
Autographed, too.
Autographed?
Yes.
How much is it worth,
nice,
Martin?
Last I heard,
what's
15
that?
Years ago, I had something worth $100 to $150.
Hmm.
In that one card?
Yes, one card. But you know what Tom Brady's done? I'll tell you this and let you go.
Okay.
When Tom Brady first came out, me and my buddy went to a card show, and they had it for $70, Russell.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my little buddy, I said, you better buy that. And he bought it. And you know what it went up to?
What's that?
$1,800.
Oh!
Now that's a return on investment.
And it went back down to $1,200, and I don't know if it went back up since then, since he won two or three more Super Bowls. But it was at $1,800. It went down to $1,200.
Martin, I'm going to add you to my financial team. I'm going to start taking your advice too. You and Les Turner are going to make me a rich man.
I'll tell you what I do with that card, Martin. I'd light a fire with it. I don't like Tom Brady.
That is not good advice. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him.
I like Peyton Manning, but hey, I like him. I like his cards.
Martin,
told me, Peyton Manning.
A dealer told me, he said, when you're buying Peyton Manning's rookie cards, he said it's like putting money in the bank.
Yep. Wise words.
Yes. I just want to tell you about that trade rumor, though, for the Celtics.
All right, we will. It comes to pass, we heard it here first. Martin with more breaking news.
Russell?
Yeah.
I wouldn't make the trade.
You wouldn't?
I would not, because Davis is hurt all the time.
That's what I'm saying. You and me, great minds think alike, Martin.
Yes. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, bud. Russell. Thanks.
All right, bye.
We got some breaking science news, Russ.
I wouldn't make that trade.
We got science news.
Breaking science news.
Is that your way of asking to go to the desk?
Yes. After a successful orbital insertion burn, Russell, the James Webb Telescope is in place a million miles from Earth, fully deployed, and has begun its gaze into the cosmos.
So can we see back in time yet?
We'll start getting images. I think they said late spring.
Gonna go back in time. Huey Lewis in the news. Jake, you know it. Of course you don't.
They are on the list.
Your tax dollars at work, America.
I don't know about James Webb, but I know Caleb Webb is on campus, four-star wide receiver, and we need him to come through now that our boy Nayor is not here. And along those lines, we're going to talk to James Clausen from Spire Sports Group coming up here in just a minute. And he'll tell us. People say, we lost out on Nayor because he went to Texas, NIL, NIL, NIL. What really happened? We'll ask the head of Spire Sports coming up next. Interesting conversation, this. Stay tuned. We'll talk NIL here in Knoxville when we continue. It's Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Walk-ons.
Fan Run Radio, The Drive continues. Russell Bear and Jake cruising along with you. Tuesday afternoon edition of the show. It's Fan Run Radio, 105.7 FM, 1340 AM. Streaming live, fanrunradio.com, and the free Fan Run app. Pleased to be joined right now by James Clausen of Spire Sports. Good afternoon, James. How are you, sir?
Hey, good, Russell. I'm good. How about you guys?
Hey, doing all right. Thanks for jumping on with us. You guys are in the news a lot, and man, it almost feels like you guys are part of the team. You know, we talk to fans all the time here, Tennessee fans, and it's like, man, we need Spire to go on and help us get, you know, recruit X, recruit Y, and it's like you guys are an extension of the coaching staff. Kind of explain to our audience what you guys do, and maybe even more importantly, what you guys don't do at Spire.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, guys, thanks for having me on. So first of all, you know, throw it out there. There's got to be a clear separation between what we do at Spire and Tennessee. Tennessee cannot have any institutional involvement. That's what the NCAA and what the state laws say. So that's the first thing. And so, you know, I think clearly we look at the roster of the team. We look at, you know, different rosters, you know, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, whatever sports there are, and really try to identify opportunities where, hey, we could pair this business or that company with a player. And obviously we've got the collective and trying to raise money to create our own events and do things for players that, hey, one, you know, we know this player is deserving of something getting done for him, and you know. So, you know, that's really what we, you know, are doing every day.
And you mentioned, you know, it's a law. You guys cannot work with, hand in hand with, the university. So that's tricky, right? Because you're working with, obviously, you're trying to help entice elite players to come to Knoxville, not just for football, but for other sports as well. And I know that the law here in Tennessee is not necessarily the same as the law in Alabama or the law in Florida, and some states are changing those laws. Is there movement to change the law here in Tennessee so that you guys could work more closely with the university?
Yeah, so great point. Obviously, Alabama just repealed their law completely, so they are close to not having one. Florida's in the process of making changes to their law. Georgia's making changes to their law, but Mississippi may be making changes to their law. So what you're going to see is you're going to see a domino effect. And I do think Tennessee is closely in line there. And I think this session of not Congress, but the House of Representatives here in Tennessee, I think goes until maybe April. So I do think you'll see something happen before April, which you know, then allows Tennessee to have some involvement. And by involvement, that would mean we would be able to talk to them freely, that the coaches would be able to freely talk to people about NIL. They'd be able to talk to donors and different people like that. So it would just create a lot more, you know, openness. It would allow us to dialogue on different kids and different priorities that they might have. And, you know, it would take some of the guesswork out of what we do. You know, obviously, the current roster, everybody knows who the best players are. You know, you can see players that might jump in the portal or jump out of the portal, or, hey, this kid is looking at Tennessee. He's in the portal right now. Or, you know, just in recruiting, certainly we all know who the best players are. And if you follow Rivals or you follow 24/7, you certainly also know, you know, who the priorities are for Tennessee. So it's not all just complete guesswork on our part. And so that allows us to do what we kind of need to do, you know, to kind of move forward with some of our goals and priorities with players.
It just strikes me, James, that, you know, it's all so new. It's all so early in all of this. And it feels like a lot of the players, you know, we had a couple of players that did endorsements with some of our sponsors here on the station during this past football season. And it's almost like they were guinea pigs, right? I mean, let's see how this goes and what all is out there. I feel like this time next year, what these opportunities are will be a lot more defined, because we'll see a Hendon Hooker, a Cedric Tillman, a John Fulkerson, guys like that having gone through an entire season, and it'll be more public, you know, what those opportunities are. Do you agree with that assessment? Do you think we'll know more about where we stand here in the very near future?
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, the market will stabilize a little bit probably. Businesses and just people around the state in Knoxville will become more comfortable with it. I think July 1st happened so fast for so many people and even caught some schools by off guard a little bit. And so there was just a learning curve. And we still talk to people every day that still think this is illegal to do. and it's not, and it's really important. It's going to be a major, you know, a major part of a recruit, or you know, really any player that's making some decision whether to stay or go, or what school to pick. You know, NIL is going to be a big part of that decision, and you know, certainly Tennessee's a great brand, has a great fan base, has a huge stadium, and all that's great. But if this is an area where Tennessee doesn't capitalize, or Tennessee doesn't, you know, kind of take this by the horns and do something with it, you know, we're going to look up, and you're going to see some programs out there that have historically been really good, but have been really bad on this issue, and over time, it's going to show on the field, I think.
Talking with James Clausen from Spire Sports this afternoon, and James, an issue that popped up last week, and we took a lot of phone calls on, and it's an issue that you know, we just don't know what happened. Be interested to get your perspective on the Nayor kid, Isaiah Nayor, who was a transfer from Wyoming and committed to Tennessee, ends up signing with Texas last week. It's very disappointing for Tennessee fans. How are you guys involved there? Is it really just as simple as picking up the phone, calling the player and saying, hey, this is what we can put together for you if you come to UT, or does he have to contact you? Just how does that process work?
Yeah, so there's no specific rules on us talking to players or not talking to players. We don't have any certain periods of time that we cannot talk to players, or times that we can, kind of like coaches do with dead periods. So really, it's fair game for us to talk to kids if we see, hey, there's a legitimate marketing value to us potentially wanting to work with this kid. And it's as simple as, you know, figuring out how to get in touch with that kid. And really, you know, from there, you know, talking about, one, Knoxville's a great market. It's probably the largest city in the SEC, no offense to Nashville and Vanderbilt, but Tennessee's got more fans and alumni in that city than Vanderbilt does. Tennessee has no statewide competition in terms of other schools or universities where we could potentially go head-to-head with for brand dollars, like Alabama and Auburn would, or Clemson and South Carolina. And of course, the Texas and Florida schools have lots of schools, you know, in those states. So, you know, kind of explaining some of that about Tennessee, the advantages of that. We certainly have to be, you know, very careful in how we talk about things, because one of the NCAA rules is that, you know, you cannot induce a kid to come to school at a certain place. So, you know, we've done a lot of historical research on former players at Tennessee, quarterbacks, wide receivers, running backs, even done so much as estimate what we think their market values would be, you know, in some of these places. You know, as a all SEC, as an SEC running back, you know, really at any school in the conference. And so, you know, you saw Nayor, you know, commit to Tennessee before he'd even taken a visit here. I think that was probably a little premature for him to do that. And then I think ultimately, you know, he went where he thought he was probably going to go all along. And I think Texas didn't show a lot of interest until late in the process. And, you know, I would say if you look at NIL and you look at it for when it could really, really be successful, or when a kid's market value can really be at the very top, it's when a Texas kid potentially goes to a Texas school. And we hope that, you know, we can create the same kind of advantage for Tennessee kids. You know, if there's a Tennessee kid, he's in Nashville, and he's choosing between Tennessee and Ohio State and Georgia, well, your marketability, your ability to make dollars is going to be greater if you come to your home state school than it is to go to those other schools, because there's going to be immediate opportunities for you here right away because you're an in-state kid. And so, you know, we certainly, you know, wish that situation had turned out different, but if you look at it from that perspective, I think we're going to win some of those and we're going to lose some of those. And, you know, hopefully, you know, they even out and we still more than we gain more than we lose, you know, at the end of the day.
Jake?
And James, one of the things, you know, we talk about the business aspect of it. One of the things that I was interested in is the fan contribution and how fans can contribute. I think, what is the program you guys have called, the Minister of Defense Club?
Yeah, so that's one aspect of, you know, our 1951 club, and just some different ways. We've got some new changes coming to that soon, but it's really a way for the fans to be involved. And, you know, as we started this process, we had a lot of support from Tennessee's top donors, and that was great. But fans kept asking us and kept messaging us and whatnot about how they could get involved. And so, you know, we came up with this idea, and, you know, in exchange for financially contributing, you know, the idea is that, hey, we're going to be able to do events and do things where, you know, members of this club will have access to that other people will not. And so, you know, creating some cool experiences and some cool ways that fans can interact with athletes on the current team that they, you know, otherwise have never had the chance to do because these players have been so kind of kept away from us. You know, we watch them on Saturdays, but we really don't get to know them. And NIL is a great chance to get to know these kids on a level that we've never had before, you know, whether that's through, you know, appearing at events or at different charities or doing, media, you know, with people like you guys that, you know, allows fans to get to know the athletes a little bit better than they would have otherwise.
Talk with James Claussen, Spire Sports, this afternoon on Fan Run Radio. And James, you know, in talking about these fan contributions that you have, and I think people, they hear the NIL, they hear those three letters, and I think a lot of people just think of like a big pot of money, right, that a school or its fans or its boosters can just shovel in money, and then groups like you guys or some people even think it's the actual teams and the coaches can just distribute that money to players and or recruits however they see fit. And that's not really what it is at all, right? You have to have some sort of commercial endorsement opportunity attached to those. So how does that work when a fan donates money? Where does that money end up going?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. So, you know, we are doing an event series. We've actually got an event next week to debut some of the group licensing that we announced this past week with, you know, for the first time ever, you'll be able to, you know, before the season starts, go buy a Nike jersey with Hendon Hooker's name on the back of it and the number 5 on it. And so you'll be able to do that for every player on the team that opts in. You know, there'll be a lot of other type merchandise, and that will go for basketball, baseball, and that will go for former players as well. So you had a former player, you know, growing up, you know, hopefully he's opted in the program and you could wear that. But, that's a way, you know, where we try to, you know, really do things. And so if, you know, we host that event, Hendon Hooker is going to be at the event, I believe, and then Cedric Tillman and some other players that could come be a part of the event. You know, we want to do different football camps, golf tournaments, you know, different, just all kinds of different things to really, you know, put these players out there, give the fans a chance to meet them. And so those are the returns. So, you know, in exchange for us paying a player, the player's contracted to do a certain number of events for us.
Bear?
Yeah, I was just curious when you brought up about the jerseys and their name on it. That immediately sends me over to NCAA football. As crazy as it sounds, that's kind of the Ed O'Bannon lawsuit was kind of what started really the ball rolling to where we're at today. And I wonder if, you know, how is that going to play into it? Has anybody given any thought to that? Because that's where they had this game that, you know, pretty much it didn't, you know, maybe it didn't say Hendon Hooker, but you knew if you were playing with Tennessee, that was Hendon Hooker.
Oh, yeah. So the great thing about this program is that the players receive a royalty on every jersey sold. So it's just like the NFL Players Association model or the NBAPA model where, you know, if you go buy a LeBron James jersey, he's going to get a percent of the royalty on the sale of each jersey sold. And so any player that opts into the program will be able to receive a percent of the royalty of the jersey that's sold. So it's a great way for the players to earn, you know, we call it passive income because you don't have to do anything for it other than just approve us to use your name and likeness in the you know, making and selling of the jersey.
James, we appreciate your time this afternoon, man. It's very interesting times in college athletics.
Absolutely.
And what you guys are doing is so important to the future of UT sports here locally. Is there anything else that, you know, maybe we didn't ask or you just want to speak on that you feel is important to know about what you guys are doing and what's happening with UT in terms of, you know, are they ahead of the curve on NIL, behind, or about in the middle? Like, just what are your thoughts there?
Yeah, so you know, it's kind of hard to tell. You look around the landscape. You look around the SEC. It's somewhat kind of hard to tell because there's a lot of secrecy in some of these groups and what they're doing. You know, I'll say this. You know, my background, my business partner, his background has been in athlete representation, and we've done that for almost 15 years and working with professional athletes on the marketing side. And so, you know, moving into this role and doing this for Tennessee athletes is very second nature to us. And I think you look around the country, there was an article in a newspaper in Louisiana about an attorney who just saw players from LSU jumping into the portal or them not getting a player. And everybody thought, oh, the NIL is not very good. And he just kind of steps up and does a bunch of deals to try to, you know, stop it from happening. And so I think there's probably a lot more of that going on right now around the country as there is opposed to legitimate agencies doing this that have experience in this world already. And so, you know, from that standpoint, you know, we haven't been out there in the public limelight a whole lot yet, and we're going to do that more, and we're going to talk more, and we're going to share what we're doing. But I think Tennessee's in a great place. I think the fan base is energized. You know, we've traveled the state multiple times over the last 6 months, talking to donors, talking to fans, you know, certainly soliciting dollars, but the passion for this, for the school and for getting football back is there. And so I think we just need to continue doing what we're doing. And I think we're in a great position to get Tennessee to a point of success on the football field faster than they would have otherwise had NIL not been in the picture.
Mm. All right. Well, that's what Tennessee fans want to hear. James, we appreciate your time, my man. Thanks for jumping on with us. Anything you want to throw out there, Spire Sports, you know, website, social media handles, and, you know, if folks do want to go and donate or just find out more about what you do, where should they go?
Yeah, absolutely. SpireSports.com is our website, SPYRE, and the social media handles are Spire Sports on Instagram and Twitter. You know, if you have questions, I think there's a way to contact us, and we respond to every email. So, you know, if you have suggestions, questions, anything, you know, we want to be a resource, help answer questions. If you have ideas, you know, we are all ears. So, you know, please check us out.
Excellent. James, appreciate your time, my man. We will talk again soon. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Yep, you too. James Clausen of Spire Sports. I hope that was informative.
Yeah, it really was.
Very.
I mean, we talk about this so much, and I think there's still so many questions. But again, it's new, right? I mean, it's been less than a year that this stuff has been happening, and I think that we tend to it's become this weird scapegoat. It's like, oh man, the Nayor kid didn't come here; it had to be NIL, and it doesn't sound to me like that is accurate.
No.
But I also do think, I mean, it's like we were talking about with the Shaedon Sharpe stuff earlier. I mean, he's a 17-year-old kid at Kentucky. He's got a Porsche deal. So, I mean, I do think that there is some ground to make up there for Tennessee.
Well, sure. I think schools like Kentucky, especially that Porsche thing, somebody brought it up. I can't remember if it was a caller or one of us recently. It's just, it's not like that kid wouldn't have had a Porsche before this year. It's just Kentucky can be on the up and up about it now. And so can Alabama.
Well, and the schools that – if you have a guy that's a Porsche dealer and he's just a big UK fan or a big Tennessee fan, you know, I mean, you don't have to be a genius to connect the dots here. Like, – wealthy, powerful, influential business owners have always been wealthy, have always been very influential in terms of college sports, but they can be really influential now. I mean, they don't have to throw their money around like through the athletics department by putting their name on a building. They can basically go out there and, I don't say buy a player, but certainly can provide a great incentive for a player to go to a particular school.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm a recruit,
I don't have a problem with it as long as there's, like you said, we need some guardrails, man.
Sure.
There's got to be some really. It doesn't have to be, you know, convoluted and excessive like the NCAA, but there has to be some ground rules.
Well, I mean, that was another one of my big takeaways from that conversation, and that was important. I don't know if you caught it, but he said Alabama has already basically knocked down their law, has repealed the state law that says, well, the school athletic department cannot have any sort of contact with an outside group like Spire. And I mean, that
well,
is,
of course they did.
That's got to be a huge advantage. And like Tennessee needs to have that happen tomorrow.
When did this go down in Alabama?
I mean, all this stuff has been less than a year. So, I mean, I don't have a specific date for you.
I would be upset that out of all the boneheaded stuff we do at the government level, we need to make sure that one, just ram that one through.
Well, that was my question, is Bill Lee being an Auburn alum, do you think that plays a role in it, whether or not he breaks down that wall?
Well, you think he's like trying to sabotage
Absolutely.
Tennessee so Auburn can win?
Absolutely.
No.
Y'all know where I stand. I think that guy's a dang idiot.
Stop. Who? Jake.
Billy.
I mean, he might be an idiot, but I don't think he's
not
letting his petty sports preferences influence how he governs.
We'll
and by the way, like even if he's just a rabid Auburn fan and wants Tennessee to suck, I mean, I don't know if you're familiar with our nation's systems of checks and balances, Jake, but if you have enough people in the state legislature who want this done, they can override the will of one person, even if he happens to be the governor.
Fair enough. We'll wait and see.
Which you would hope. You would hope there would be an appetite for that. But it is government.
I mean, one would hope.
All right, stay with us. Quick timeout. Potentially big news coming out of Louisville and their beleaguered athletics department basketball program. We will tell you about that when we continue next on The Drive. It's Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Back here on The Drive, it's Fan Run Radio. Russell Bear and Jake back with you. And a little bit of breaking news this afternoon. Let's go back to the Fan Run Breaking News desk. It's a final now. Tennessee's number one ranked men's tennis team has defeated 10th ranked Wake Forest 4-3.
Bear, I'm medicine demon deacons.
I'm watching the video, the final point, the game clinching point. A stirring scene over at the Good Friend Tennis facility as Tennessee's players rush the court to celebrate. And I'm not making this up. They actually played Rocky Top over the.
You're kidding me?
Speakers.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, they did.
That is beautiful.
Oh man, go check out Tennessee Tennis on Twitter. Pretty good stuff this afternoon.
Hang the banner.
Hang the damn banner.
Coach Woodruff doing a great job.
No doubt about it. Also, in the world of college athletics,
go ahead.
University of Louisville has called a joint meeting for tomorrow at 4 p.m. for the Board of Trustees and the UofL Athletic Association. The meeting will address, quote, pending litigation and personnel matters. Also, the Chris Mack Coaches Show schedule for tonight has been canceled.
Dun, dun, dun.
How about that?
Yeah.
It's not good, that's Rachel.
That's Louisville, man. They don't fool around up there about basketball.
Man, I watched them play last night, as a matter of fact. Boring my night was. So just them and Virginia, both, neither team is very good. Virginia kind of took them apart, did their Virginia thing, you know, a defensive struggle.
Like Louisville.
Two noted pack line defense teams just strangling all the fun out of the game. But neither of those teams are very good this year, which is, I mean, that's got to be weird for Virginia considering what they've been the past couple of years. But, yeah, Louisville, it's just, that's a guy that was on Tennessee's radar a couple of times, Chris Mack, that they kicked the tires on. And what was his deal? What they got in – of course, he took over a mess, but then
– yeah.
Oh, it was the guy that recorded himself basically blackmailing Chris Mack.
He was involved in all that.
But then something else happened too. Like, he did something shady, right?
I can't remember off the top of my head, but it's Louisville basketball, so I'm just assuming yes.
Well, it was tied into that. That was why he was being blackmailed, right? He did something kind of shady there. It was Dino Gaudio.
Oh, yeah.
Dino Gaudio, the former Wake Forest head coach, was there and taped him, basically bribing him to get his buyout and threatening to expose some sort of NCAA violation that he had committed. And so that
is the bad part about getting blackmailed. There's no guarantee that once something comes out that you won't face repercussions from it.
You feel Louisville and Tennessee are kind of kindred spirits and just like serial mismanagement at both the administrational and coaching level the past 10 years or so?
Yes.
I mean, they brought Bobby Petrino back.
I'll tell you who we need to get on and talk about it is who's wired in up there. And we need to get him back on just because baseball's starting up. It's Chris Burke, if you want to know about that.
I mean, what the heck? I mean, remember that Tom Jurek guy? Like, there was a time when he was considered best AD in the country. Like, they had it rolling.
Football team was doing well. Baseball team, everybody was doing well up there.
Yeah.
Like, we were eyeballing him a little bit, too, during one of our numerous searches, weren't we?
They won a national championship with Patino. Tennessee was trying to hire Charlie Strong away from them. He won a bunch of games
Sugar
up
Bowl.
There. Petrino the first time. Petrino couldn't get going the second time around. But, I mean, they had Petrino and Patino on campus at the same time. Has there ever been a shadier coaching? Well, maybe Will Wade and Ed Ogeron. But next to those two, has there ever been a shadier coaching duo than Bobby Petrino and Rick Pitino on one campus in the two major sports at the same time?
No. I mean, the only thing that would top that is if you could add in somebody like Gino Auriemma. Would be the only thing, adding a name like that to shady.
Pruitt and Tindall did not overlap, correct?
Correct.
No.
That would have been a good duo.
But Tindall really didn't do anything here.
Well, he wasn't here long enough.
I promise you, he probably was going to do something here. But what he got the 10-year show cause for was stuff that he did at Southern Miss, correct?
Yeah,
that's where he had the assistant taking the SATs.
Yeah, he wasn't doing anything shady with the vowels.
But that assistant, that kid was like 27 years old, was his lead assistant up here. And, I mean, if you think that they were recruiting dirty at Southern Miss and then just all of a sudden stopped when they came to Tennessee. All right.
Oh, yeah. With a roster you needed to turn over.
I'm sure I'm glad we didn't.
I don't know,
caught.
Dude. If it wasn't for Donnie Tindall, Admiral Schofield doesn't come to Tennessee.
This is true.
Who else? Kyle? Was Kyle a Donnie?
No.
Mm-mm.
That was Barnes all the way. The Canadian connection. Would never have had Devin Bachman if it weren't for Donnie Tindall.
Good Lord.
Devin Bachman. God. That's a name for the record books.
Stay with us. Hour number three of The Drive coming up. We'll go open lines the rest of the way here if you want to jump in. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. Hour number three of The Drive coming up.